If God created Satan perfect, where did evil come from? God is good. How did evil enter the world? This is a deep and thought-provoking question that has puzzled theologians and philosophers for centuries. If God created Satan perfect, where did evil come from? If God is good, how did evil enter the world? Let's dive into this in a way that is easy to understand, but still detailed and thorough. The perfection of Satan. To begin, it's important to know that Satan was not always the evil figure we know him as today. In fact, the Bible tells us that Satan, originally named Lucifer, was created by God as a perfect and beautiful being. Ezekiel 28:12-15 gives a description of Lucifer before his fall, saying that he was the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Lucifer was an angel, one of God's most glorious creations, and he held a position of great authority among the angels. He was in the presence of God, serving him directly. Lucifer's creation, like all of God's creations, was good. This is important to emphasize. When God created Lucifer, he was not evil. God does not create anything evil because, as 1 John 1:5 tells us, God is light and in him is no darkness at all. God is good and holy, and all his creations, including Lucifer, were made with goodness and perfection. Free will and the capacity for choice. So if Lucifer was created perfect and good, how did he become Satan, the embodiment of evil? This is where the concept of free will becomes crucial. God, in his goodness, gave his creations the ability to choose. He did not create robots that were programmed to only do what he wanted. Instead, he gave beings like angels and humans the freedom to make their own choices. Free will is a gift from God because it allows for true love and obedience. Love cannot be forced, it must be chosen. God gave Lucifer and all the angels the ability to choose to love and serve him or to turn away. With this gift of free will, there also came the possibility of making the wrong choice. Lucifer, despite his perfection, became prideful. Isaiah 14:12-14 speaks of Lucifer's pride, describing how he sought to elevate himself above God. I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will make myself like the Most High. Lucifer's desire to be like God and to exalt himself above God led to his downfall. This moment of pride was the beginning of sin. The birth of evil through pride. The key to understanding where evil comes from is this. It originates from the misuse of free will. God did not create evil. Rather, evil came into existence when one of his creations, Lucifer, chose to rebel against God's authority. Sin, and by extension evil, was born out of Lucifer's pride and his decision to turn away from the goodness of God. Pride is often seen as the root of all sin because it involves putting oneself above God. In Lucifer's case, his pride led to a desire for power and glory that belonged to God alone. This act of rebellion was the first sin, and it caused a ripple effect throughout the universe. Lucifer was cast out of heaven, Revelation 12:7-9. And from that point on, he became known as Satan, the adversary. The role of Satan in bringing evil into the world. Satan, now filled with hatred toward God, sought to spread his rebellion. He knew he could not defeat God directly, so he turned his attention to humanity, God's beloved creation. In the Garden of Eden, Satan took the form of a serpent and tempted Adam and Eve to disobey God. Satan used the same tactic that led to his own downfall, pride. He told Eve that if she ate from the forbidden tree, she would be like God. Genesis 3:5. When Adam and Eve chose to listen to Satan rather than obey God, sin entered the human world. Their disobedience led to the fall, which affected all of creation. Romans 5:12 explains that sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sinned. This is how evil entered the world, through the choices of both angels and humans who used their free will to reject God's goodness. Why did God allow this? One of the big questions people often ask is, why would God allow this to happen? If he is all-powerful and all-knowing, couldn't he have prevented Satan's rebellion and humanity's fall into sin? It's important to remember that God's ultimate goal is love and relationship. For love to be genuine, there must be the freedom to choose. God could have created a world without free will, where evil never existed, but that would have been a world without true love. It would have been a world of programmed beings who could never fully experience the joy of choosing to love and obey God. In His wisdom, God allowed the possibility of evil because He knew that love was worth the risk. God does not desire evil, and He is not the author of evil. However, He permits it because of the greater good that can come from free will. The existence of evil also allows for the demonstration of God's justice, mercy, and grace. Without evil, there would be no need for redemption, and the depths of God's love and sacrifice would never have been revealed. The greater plan for good. Though evil entered the world through sin, God's plan has always been to overcome it. God did not leave humanity in its fallen state. From the beginning, He set in motion a plan of redemption that would ultimately defeat evil. This plan was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who came to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. Jesus' death on the cross and His resurrection were the ultimate victories over sin and evil. Through His sacrifice, Jesus made a way for humanity to be reconciled with God and to be freed from the power of sin. Colossians 2:15 says that, having disarmed the powers and authorities, He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Though evil is still present in the world, its defeat is certain, and one day Jesus will return to fully establish His kingdom, where there will be no more pain, suffering, or death. Revelation 21:4. Evil and suffering today. Even though Jesus has won the ultimate victory, we still live in a world where evil and suffering exist. This is because we are in a time of already but not yet. Christ has already defeated evil, but the full manifestation of that victory is yet to come. In the meantime, God uses even the presence of evil for His purposes. Romans 8:28 tells us that, in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. This means that even in the midst of evil and suffering, God is at work, bringing about good. Sometimes it is hard to see how this is happening, especially when we are faced with tragedy or pain, but we can trust that God is sovereign and that He is using even the worst circumstances for a greater purpose. One way to understand this is by thinking about a tapestry. From the underside, a tapestry looks like a mess of tangled threads with no clear pattern or beauty. But when you turn it over, you see the intricate design and how each thread plays a part in creating a beautiful picture. In the same way, our perspective is limited, and we often see only the mess and chaos of life. But God, from His perspective, sees the whole picture. He is weaving together all things, even evil, to bring about His perfect plan. The final defeat of evil. The Bible promises that one day evil will be completely eradicated from the world. Revelation 20:10 describes how Satan will be thrown into the lake of fire, where he will be tormented forever. This will be the final defeat of Satan and all evil. In the new heavens and the new earth, there will be no more sin, no more death, and no more suffering. Everything will be restored to the way God intended it to be from the beginning. In this new creation, humanity will once again live in perfect harmony with God, just as Adam and Eve did before the fall. There will be no more need for free will to be tested, because those who are in Christ will have been fully redeemed and transformed. Evil will be nothing but a distant memory, and all of creation will reflect the goodness and glory of God. Conclusion. So, where did evil come from? Evil entered the world through the misuse of free will. God created Satan and all of His creation as perfect and good. However, He also gave His creations the ability to choose, because love and obedience must be chosen to be real. Satan's pride led to his rebellion against God, and this was the birth of evil. This rebellion spread to humanity when Adam and Eve chose to disobey God, bringing sin and suffering into the world. Though God allowed the existence of evil, He did so with a greater purpose in mind. He is using even the presence of evil to bring about His plan of redemption, which was accomplished through Jesus Christ. In the end, evil will be fully defeated, and God's goodness will reign supreme.